A key recommendation of the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody was that police notify the Aboriginal Legal Service whenever an Aboriginal person is taken into custody, so it can provide assistance and legal support and help safeguard their well-being. In some states, the Aboriginal Legal Service has been operating a custody notification service for 20 years as a 24-hour legal advice and support hotline, but the service is currently reliant on an ageing phone and paper-based system. Now, the ALS is working with an advanced technology development unit from the University of Technology Sydney to develop a user-friendly digital platform to make information more readily available and to improve advocacy on behalf of individuals and communities. Changes, they say, could save lives. Dr. Talia Anthony is a Professor of Law from the University of Technology Sydney. She spoke with The Wire's Soph Landau, first exploring the current custody notification system. A warning for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners, the following contains names of deceased persons.
It is an amazing system that I think has saved many people's lives. It's had an amazing impact on the safety of Aboriginal people in custody, in police custody. But unfortunately, it's been underfunded and there haven't been enough resources dedicated to making sure that we can generate data that helps with follow-ups of people who contact the service and also gives us an overview of the types of client demographics and backgrounds that engage with the service that allow the Aboriginal Legal Service to respond better to those groups. So there's a lot of capacity to improve the information that it generates to help clients and to further improve people's chances to get out of the criminal justice system, essentially.
What can you tell us about this project that your team is undertaking?
The project is a partnership between Aboriginal Legal Service and UTS, including Rapido, which is a digital innovation platform that tries to do a lot of work in the social justice space. This partnership is basically trying to make the platforms better for the use of the custody notification service. There are thousands of people who contact this service every year, thousands of Aboriginal people. And if we can get better information, it means that the capacity of lawyers to ensure the safety of Aboriginal people inside and ensure the accountability of police is really enhanced.
These improvements sound much needed. Why is this taking place now?
We had a look at the custody notification service in light of, unfortunately, some tragic deaths in custody, especially Ms. Ma, who died in Maitland Police Station. And she died tragically due to many circumstances of police neglect. But one of the failures was the police neglect to call the custody notification service advocates. And this includes absolutely, the Aboriginal Legal Service felt that had they been contacted, they could have taken steps to assure her safety. The failing actually indicated the importance of the custody notification service. And this prompted not only the New South Wales ALS to reconsider how they use their CNS, but it also prompted many other governments across the country to either introduce or expand their custody notification service. And one of the priorities, because New South Wales already had a relatively successful CNS, was really to improve the accessibility of the service. And so we're working with them to do that through creating a new platform that is going to enable lawyers to better service people inside, but then also enable other researchers like myself to look at this data and see what we can learn from it to look at pathways out of police custody and the services we need to better serve Aboriginal men, women and children who are far too frequently arrested and put in police custody. I'm hoping that we both strengthen the service that's provided and also just strengthen the ALS, which is, you know, a really long-standing Aboriginal organisation that has been under many threats, and anything we can do to try and extend their capability will, you know, ensure its survival hopefully well into the future.
Dr. Talia Anthony, Professor of Law from the University of Technology, Sydney, speaking with The Wire's Soph Landau.